This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Let's break down the day, shall we? Let's find out what's going on. It's the DJV program. We'll all find out together what's happening. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen this week. Jennifer is off. I'm the Dougster with good day intentions for all of you. Victoria starts off with a biggie.
Well, this is a story that you may have seen trending, and it will probably continue to keep trending as millennials like to get blamed for lots of things. So millennials have been blamed for murdering mayonnaise, for doing away with the top bed sheet. They have even apparently snubbed napkins, opting for paper towels instead. And the latest millennial victim is American cheese. Bloomberg has reported that several American fast food chains are getting rid of American cheese, which is, and they're going for healthier alternatives, and they're blaming it on millennials not buying American cheese and not wanting to have anything to do with it. Because,
it's not even cheese.
Jeez. American cheese is not even cheese. It's only 50% actual dairy.
It's not even that anymore.
Can we stop blaming millennials and instead congratulate them for getting rid of American cheese?
Yay!
Yep. So here's the deal. It's actually working. So Wendy's is now offering Asiago cheese as instead of American.
What's that?
Asiago is, you see it a lot in Italian dishes. It's sort of a nuttier version
mozzarella?
Of Parmesan. No, it's more like Parmesan. So it's a, kind of like, has like a nutty, earthy flavor to it. It's great. I use it instead of Parmesan on pasta. Panera Bread, they've replaced American grilled cheese with a four cheese blend of fontina, cheddar, manto, and smoked gouda, which is all a lot better for you. And, McDonald's has not abandoned American cheese yet.
Of course
not. They're going to hang in there until the very end. But apparently the statistics show that Bloomberg has reported that prices for processed American cheese recently dipped below $4 a pound for the first time since 2011. And they say that all the other cheese prices have gone up because that is where consumers want to be. They know across the board whether you're a millennial or not. And it is kind of fun to blame millennials, on the tail end of that. But I haven't eaten American cheese. I can't even tell you the last time I did, because I just know that it's not cheese. It's just processed grossness. And there's plastic in it. And that's another thing people don't realize. That's why it melts so well. Everyone goes, oh, yeah, but American cheese melts really well on my burger. Yeah, because there's plastic in it.
Yeah.
There really is. There's plastic compounds in it.
Okay, so I've done a bunch of firsts in my years as a broadcaster. I am proud that I went on the air first and gave credit or a lack thereof. And I even heard from Kraft after doing it. They threatened to sue me because I said on the air, and they apparently somebody sent them a copy of what I said on the air, that Kraft American cheese was neither American nor was it cheese. And they got really upset with me until I said, or my lawyer said, okay, so prove what he said is wrong. Never heard from him again. Mm-hmm. So,
well, now they've actually they've changed the because the FDA actually deemed a product American cheese if it meets the following: if the cheese ingredient contains cheddar cheese, washed curd cheese, Colby cheese, granular cheese, or any mixture of any of those, then it can be designated as American cheese. That's the official thing from the FDA. So when you look at Kraft's American Singles, which is the most popular brand of American cheese, that label has been changed. Maybe you are a part of this, Doug, and we don't know, but that label has been changed, and it says it is quote unquote pasteurized prepared cheese product.
Now, what
so
it
that's
is,
what you're eating.
Is, here's what this is what people from the Eastern Bloc, Russia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, Czechoslovakia, all these countries that have dairy, there's a lot of good dairy in those countries, they process the milk. And they pile the whey that's left over in those big black plastic trash bags. They put them on ships and they send them over here. Kraft scoops them up, brings them, melts them, puts some other cheese blends in with it so that it will have at least 1% cheese in it. And that's what they use. That's what Kraft American, those yellow cheese slices are.
Oy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bunga bunga. Oy, oy, oy. All right, next up in food news, LaCroix. I suppose, is water food? It's something we ingest.
Yeah, this is a food and beverage segment.
We'll spread this out a little bit. LaCroix has a legal battle, class action lawsuit filed against National Beverage Company, which is the owner of LaCroix, alleging that despite claims to the contrary, this carbonated drink is not 100% natural. No. In fact, the suit, which was filed by a police-chasing law firm named Beaumont Castaldes, I don't know, they have a client named Lorena Rice. They say the test results show LaCroix actually contains several artificial ingredients, some of which may be harmful to your health. Among the first offenders listed here, limonene, which has been known to cause kidney toxicity and tumors. I thought that was part of the seltzer, other seltzer water. There's a brand that begins with an S. I'm trying to remember what it is. It has limonene, a lemon.
It's not the name of another product, but limonene is just what comes off of the peel of citrus fruits. So lime and lemon.
Right. And in that case, if it is not grown naturally, it's loaded with pesticides. Loaded. Any orange that you buy in the store, if it's not organic, it's loaded. Take my word for it, as the American family farmer.
And I always make sure, like, if you use a recipe where it calls for the zest, you know, of a lemon or a lime or whatever, you have to make sure you use an organic lemon and lime. And even then, we've learned there are still some cross-contamination, so you still might get some glyphosate.
Yep.
It just might not be as much.
Yep. Most troubling aspect, though, ladies, of this lawsuit is that the legal actions against LaCroix and its parent company are aware of the synthetic chemical. They say that they are aware of the chemicals in their drink, but are intentionally misleading consumers. That's what the lawsuit says. However, National Beverage says natural flavors in LaCroix are derived from the natural essence oils from the name fruit. I didn't realize.
Yeah, this whole thing is kind of confusing to me because it's accusing them of having chemicals in it, but the one I was talking about, yes, I guess it's true, it could be from non-organic fruits, and so you could be getting some pesticides, but it's from, like, linalool is an ingredient that's, or not ingredient, but it's a chemical that's found in flowers. Yeah. And then this other one is found in fruit. So I'm just confused because I think they're taking names that sound kind of scary, saying that some of these things are being used in, like, cockroach killers, which, I mean, you can have natural ingredients in things, like water.
Natural ingredients would kill cockroaches, yes. Right.
Yeah. I don't know. The thing about LaCroix, though, is anyone who drinks it, and I love it, I usually have a fridge stocked full of it.
Really?
But the thing is, though, it's really delicious, but it has no sugar in it, and it has nothing in it. It's just supposedly carbonated water, but it smells so fruity that I always wonder, like, how are they actually getting the flavor into LaCroix? And I've always wondered that since I started drinking it, and I kind of have backed off a bit on it just because, and then it's before this lawsuit even came out, I just sort of started backing off on it. I don't know. When something smells and tastes that good and it has nothing listed in the ingredients.
Must be something wrong.
You gotta wonder.
Yeah, I also think it's because you don't drink coffee, I don't think you drink soda, you don't drink a lot of really flavored beverages, I don't think, because the vast, vast majority of people in the world would say that LaCroix tastes like nothing. And smells like nothing. Like, I hear jokes all the time that it smells like they were carrying the seltzer water in a truck that drove past, like, a lemon tree or something. Like, that's how much flavor is in a LaCroix.
Yeah, it doesn't have a ton of flavor, but it smells very fragrant.
Yeah.
And that always kind of makes me kind of scratch my head.
All right, coming up.
I don't know. This whole thing, I just want to say, seltzered water, I think, is still better than drinking soda. So
yes,
I'm going to stick with it.
Right. Stick with it, folks. In a moment, the latest incarnation of pumpkin into your food right after these announcements.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4646 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4646. Avant.com, code 4646.
Come on! We see it every day. They cut you off, and they tick you off. It's called road rage. But they're not mad at you. They're mad they overpaid on a used car because they didn't go to Carfax.com. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Benign prostatic hyperplasia, or BPH, is an enlargement of the prostate gland.
It's situated between the bladder and the urethra, and I like to describe it to patients as a donut, and you pee through the donut hole. Treatment seeks to basically increase the size of that donut hole or relax the pressure around the donut hole so men can urinate better.
Urologist Dr. Toby Kohler says there are lots of treatments, from medications to surgery, but it's a relatively new approach that can be done right in the doctor's office that has him excited.
We put a little tiny needle in, hit a button, 9 seconds, the machine goes ping, and then you form a 2-centimeter steam ball in the prostate. Everything that steam ball touches essentially dies, and that's a good thing, because after a few months, there's going to be a giant crater there, and you're going to be able to urinate a lot better.
Dr. Kohler says it's very effective with little in the way of side effects. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi. Tis the season for the pumpkins. So I just heard, actually, what I was going to talk about, I thought was gross. Pumpkin Twinkies, because pumpkins in everything. Pumpkin this, pumpkin every year it gets worse. But the girls were just talking about a pumpkin pizza, which sounds even more disgusting than pumpkin Twinkies. Ugh. So this is the apocalypse, folks. The end of days. Sign of civilization as we know it is coming to an end.
Yeah, but those pumpkins, Twinkies will survive an apocalypse.
Yes, they will.
If Jen was here, she'd be all over them. She loves everything pumpkin.
Hostess Pumpkin Spice Twinkies.
Oh,
available
God.
Now at your favorite supermarkets.
That just sounds nasty.
It really does. What you were talking about, pumpkin something or other puree on a pizza? Oh!
That's worse.
That sounds horrible. So what's the difference between that and pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin pie is delicious.
Pumpkin pie has a lot of sugar and other spices like nutmeg and stuff added to it, so it tastes really
pumpkin
good.
Pumpkin coffee. Around now, right?
Pumpkin spice lattes, yeah.
Products around, coffee creamer now. I saw one in the store the other day. There's a pumpkin marshmallow, spice Cheerios, pumpkin spice Cheerios.
This pumpkin spice ice cream, which probably isn't terrible.
Pumpkin pretzels!
Okay, that's too far.
Pumpkin flax cakes.
Oh, why pumpkin gum anyway.
Pumpkin Pringles.
Ew.
Pumpkin Oreos. Pumpkin burritos.
Ugh.
Wow. How's that going down with you? Whatever today.
It's not good.
21 after.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world, taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Listen, because you're not seeing, this is radio, listening up on the DJV program with Victoria Cara and me to Queen. Queen is covered, the cover album has been released to time with the release of Bohemian Rhapsody, Shawn Mendes and Teddy Geiger releasing an acoustic cover of David Bowie and Freddie Mercury's hit duet, Under Pressure. Let's listen to this for a second. Strange combination, Teddy Geiger and Shawn Mendes. Yes, no, ladies?
Well, Karen and I were just discussing the background. Teddy Geiger apparently and Shawn Mendes are collaborators, and they write together a lot. So
they do.
I guess it makes sense that they've never done a duet together that I know of until now. Mm. So that kind of makes sense.
This is part of a series of Queen covers. The album is going to be released in advance of Bohemian Rhapsody, which I think comes out next month, isn't it?
Yeah, it comes out on the second, I think. Yeah.
Second, okay, yeah. Geiger produced the track, which features her singing with the Bowie portions. Mendes sings the Mercury portions. Mendes says, quote, "I'm so honored to be able to support the amazing legacy of Freddie and Queen by doing a cover of one of my favorite songs." Okay, so something just popped into my mind, and I'm sort of reminded of it because of a scene I've seen in the trailers. Was Queen called Queen as a sexual reference to Freddie? They were called Queen before Freddie became a member of the group, right?
That I do not know. I think they became Queen when Freddie...
You know why I'm asking the question.
Freddie was gay.
I don't know if it has... That's never something I've heard that it actually has to do with his sexuality.
It's about the Queen of England. It's really... It was...
Is it? Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah. It is kind of funny because a lot of people think that the whole band was gay and they're not. So, yeah. But right. Yeah, but people do think okay. That a lot. Yeah.
All right. So that's a clarification. Thank you. Yeah. All the proceeds, by the way, from this song will be donated to the Mercury Phoenix Trust, which helps the worldwide fight against AIDS. So you may want to. It's actually not a bad song.
No, I think they did a good job with it.
Yeah, I did too. Under pressure. All right, well, we're sort of in the same league here with a focus on Jimi Hendrix for a moment at 26 past the hour on the DJV program. The Experience Hendrix Tour, returning next year with 30 dates starting in March. Tour is celebrating Jimi Hendrix's legacy, musical genius, brings together a range of artists that interpret Hendrix songs over a three-hour concert. This would be a great thing for McFadden to see. The tour is more than a series of concerts, says Janie Hendrix, Jimi's stepsister. It's a celebration of a man whose amazing gift changed the face of music and informed an entire culture. His influences were varied and diverse. This year we're shining a light on the diversity with artists who represented across cultures and who are sharing also a love of Jimi and his music. It's exciting to be able to honor Jimi and his legacy this way. So, I don't know. I've never been a Hendrix fan. It just sounds like noise to me. But a lot of people, well, it's interesting. Joe Satriani is a part of this, which intrigues me. Because he's a very interesting guitarist, but he's not cut out of the same cloth. So he must have, he's digging in a little deeper, it would seem. Dave Mustaine is also, he comes from Megadeth. I remember playing this music on the radio as a jock. And I even let my hair grow a little longer.
Oh, boy.
The Hendrix Experience starts off in Pompano Beach on March 3rd next year. 28 after the hour, DJV time.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Our lives are made up of millions of moments, and a new app called We Are Stars is looking to celebrate these milestones in our lives on a device that you always have with you, and wrapped up in a beautiful presentation. We have its founder on the line, Dave Golikoff.
Things like birthdays, the New Year's, holidays, these are things that are big in our lives, and then when you start to look back and think, how many birthdays do I actually remember? Where was I for New Year's 3 years ago? On the website or the app, you see your whole life on one page. You can input moments being photos, being videos, you know, recipes, childhood things. It's essentially a digital calendar. And as you add moments, a star is created on that grid to denote that you have saved something there.
Search for We Are Stars. That's WERSTARS at your favorite app store.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. After a series of meetings with Saudi officials, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said there's a serious commitment to pinpointing accountability for what happened to U.S. resident and Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi in the diplomatic facility in Istanbul.
We're all looking at it together.
The president tells Fox News Business Network it matters to him whether the Saudi king or his son, the crown prince, knew about the disappearance of Khashoggi before it happened.
If they knew about it, that would be bad.
While the president tweets, the answers are forthcoming, he for now reiterates a denial from Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman of any knowledge of Khashoggi's disappearance. Having spent the day in Riyadh, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo heads next to Istanbul, aiming to learn more. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I've been given the cue to go ahead, move on, by Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, along with Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, following what's going on around the country. Jennifer is off this week. The Transportation Security Administration wants to speed your experience with them at the airport. They're going to incorporate more biometric screenings. What is that? What's a biometric look? They look into your eyes?
Yeah, either a retina scan or fingerprints or, you know, anything like that that's all gets lumped under biometric. All for that, though. If it speeds it up, let's go, people. Come on.
What else do they find out? Can they find out whether you have cancer or something, a bad heart?
No.
Because they put you through all this testing?
No, your Apple Watch is for that. The new Apple Watch will tell you if you have bad heart.
Okay, that's it. Airports already screening include Denver and Atlanta. They're using fingerprints. What happens if you don't have fingerprints on file. I don't get what.
Well, that's what only for the pre. You've got the TSA pre-check. Right?
I have pre-check. Yes.
So did they take your fingerprints when you did that?
I believe they did, yes.
Yeah, so that's only, the fingerprint thing is just for pre-check people. Mm-hmm. So you go in, you put your finger on the little scanner, and then they go, yep, you're Doug Steffen, and you can board. And that's also apparently, I think, the boarding pass as well. So it's all in one, yeah.
I'd be interested, starting at LAX using facial recognition. So do you even know that they're looking at your face when you go through? Facial recognition doesn't replace the need for a physical photo ID. It automates the screening process, however. And it's really a mess. LAX is, oof, I'm glad I have. And that's really, Boston's not so bad. My most frequent trip is Boston to LA. And I got it down to a system pretty much where I know how it works and timing and all that other stuff. But the average traveler doesn't have that experience. So they give themselves 2 hours and they'll tell you, 2 hours. And with this stuff, actually, things are faster. You can waste a lot of time at the airport. And that's, by the way, by design. What you don't know about your experiences at check-in and the TSA, or maybe what you look around now and you experience, most every single major airport in the country has become a shopping mall. Mm-hmm. And the reason they want you in there 2 hours ahead of time has nothing, nothing, nothing to do with security or check-in. It has to do with you going through the mall and buying stuff. That's what they want you to do. I challenge anybody in any major airport to actually find a way to get from checkout through the TSA to the gate without going by at least 24 stores. Makes no difference where you are. They're up and down the corridors everywhere. It has become a huge business. Huge! For these port authorities that operate the Mass Port in Boston, New York, New Jersey Port Authority. Mm-hmm. These people are, they're making kajillions running these malls. They got to tear down LaGuardia and rebuild it. One of the classic, iconic airports in the country. They did it in Washington at Reagan. They used to be like in and out, bing, bang, boom. Look, try to get through
LaGuardia.
That.
I love LaGuardia. It gets a bad rap, but I love LaGuardia.
It's a dirty old airport, but it's kind of fun.
But in terms of,
carries with it the history.
But in terms of like of convenience, you know, when I live in New York City,
bing, bang, it took Washington like 13 National, the same way.
Yeah, 13 minutes to get to LaGuardia. Mm-hmm. I always loved it. JFK to me is kind of that's awful. A real pain.
Horrible. Yeah. Yeah, it's a real nightmare.
And now I'm stuck with Newark Airport, which apparently gets
the worst
airport in America.
It's
gets
horrible.
Rated every year the worst airport. I don't know why, though. It's easy to get in and out of if you're driving.
Well, but it's
apparently
confusing
everything
because they have separate buildings for all the, I mean, in a way that, like at Logan, there are separate buildings. There's five terminals. Okay, so you go. And
there's
JFK's
only three
the same way.
At Newark.
Yeah,
A, B, and C, so
but there,
not that big.
It's kind of the way it's put together in Victoria. For me, anyway,
I
don't like going to Newark. I've never liked going into Newark.
Well, I think also they have a huge problem with delays, and that also lowers the score.
Yeah.
You know, when they're scoring
and
airports.
And that's an interesting, the delays, it's because it is where it is, the runways are pretty straightforward at Newark. It's like bing, bang, boom, you're in and you're out. It's not like you have to, like in Boston, you can be on the ground for a half hour before you take off. LAX, the same thing. You go from one side of the airport to the other, and you think you're taxiing to your destination because you spend so much time just taxiing around. Mm-hmm. Atlanta, what a nightmare. Denver, the same way. Chicago's not much better. O'Hare is it, but Midway is just the opposite. Midway is bing, bang, boom, you're in and you're out. So it's really interesting to see.
I always I always found Heathrow was a pain too. So anytime I'd go back
and forth
to England, I'd just go in and out of Gatwick.
Yeah.
I thought
well,
that was
the
so
problem
much
with
better.
Gatwick is it's 20 miles further out. At least with Heathrow, you're right there. Bingo.
Yeah.
But they've had to expand because it's gotten so big. And everybody around, there have been suits like you wouldn't believe. When British Airways built their own terminal at the far end of the airport about 10-15 years ago, they were slowed. That took them 6 years to get it through the courts because they pushed a lot of houses. You know, that's a, if you've ever gone into Heathrow, it's a heavily residential area. It's on top of a residential, literally on just like going into San Diego. You're on top of downtown San Diego. So if you want to make it bigger, you got to push businesses or homes out of the way. And that was a big, that was a can of worms, man, for him there. And anyway, so the TSA, the bottom line is going to speed things up. Let's hear it for the TSA. Also, around the country, devastating wildfires in California have caused power companies to shut off power to consumers to prevent more wildfires. Pacific Gas and Electric said it would begin preemptively turning off power to some 87,000 customers in extreme fire risk areas this past weekend. As of yesterday, the company had cut power to 59,000 customers in the Sierra foothills and the North Bay communities. Outages last until, I think, later this week. Unprecedented move, part of the power company's new strategy to try to reduce wildfires after being blamed for causing more than a dozen fires in October of last year. Remember how bad the fires were last year, last fall, about this time? Ooh, man, what a mess. Cal Fire says investigators discovered some of the wildfires were caused by trees falling onto power lines. Well, if I were there, I'd want to be part of a lawsuit against Pacific Gas and Electric because all they have to do is hire tree companies to go up and clean off. That's what they do all around the country. The utilities hire the tree companies to go around and clean the branches off of the trees. All of this would be avoided if they put the power lines underground, but they're too damn cheap.
Right. Exactly. And obviously that must force people out of their homes. So that's an expense. Like, what are you supposed to do? Just check into a hotel because they turn your power off?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Right.
Here's what's going on with Attorney General Jeff Sessions adding violent crime prosecutors to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Chicago. They've created a gun crimes prosecution team because the locals can't seem to handle it, so the feds have stepped in. Wow, this is interesting. Remember when the president ordered Sessions a couple of weeks ago to work with law enforcement to reduce crime there, and they've investigated, and they found the attorney, the Chicago DA, so corrupt. The police department is so corrupt. That's one of the reasons, by the way, that Dick Wolf decided to produce those shows that are on, I think it's, is it Wednesday or Thursday night on NBC? They have three, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago Police. And it was a way to bring attention around to other, it doesn't, by the way, the Chicago Police show doesn't paint the Chicago Police in a really good light. Interesting the way that they're portrayed. Fire, yes. Med, yes. Police, no, not so much. And anyway, so I thought it was interesting that the FBI announced the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms assigned five violent crime coordinators to Project Safe Neighborhoods, which is what they're doing. The feds have a daily review of firearm arrests. So basically, there's no need anymore for a local Chicago police department because they're so bad. The feds are taking over everything, it looks like.
But what are the? But realistically, what are the feds going to be able to really do? Unless you're just driving up and down in these neighborhoods where people get shot every 30 seconds, what can you actually do? And even what can the police do? You know, it's there's a lot of gang violence. So I don't know, at least in New York City, a lot of police, I think, probably look the other way and figure out, you know, figure, well, the criminals will kill themselves off. But maybe that's the same attitude in Chicago. But the problem is just so many innocent people get caught in the crossfire.
Yep, you're right. In a moment, we're going to tell you the story of the youngest woman on the Forbes 400 list of richest Americans. Up next here on the DJV Show.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent lightning storm. Here to describe the event, a TV tray.
I was watching football and holding a plate of meatloaf when kabam! A bolt of lightning slams into the apartment, blowing out the TV and surround sound.
Anything you could have done to help?
Ma'am, I'm a foldable table, not an electrician.
Your TV tray can't help you in a lightning storm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Benign prostatic hyperplasia, or BPH, is an enlargement of the prostate gland.
It's situated between the bladder and the urethra, and I like to describe it to patients as a donut, and you pee through the donut hole. Treatment seeks to basically increase the size of that donut hole or relax the pressure around the donut hole so men can urinate better.
Urologist Dr. Toby Kohler says there are lots of treatments, from medications to surgery, but it's a relatively new approach that can be done right in the doctor's office that has him excited.
We put a little tiny needle in, we hit a button, 9 seconds, the machine goes ping, and then you form a 2-centimeter steam ball in the prostate. Everything that steam ball touches essentially dies, and that's a good thing, because after a few months, there's going to be a giant crater there, and you're going to be able to urinate a lot better.
Dr. Kohler says it's very effective, with little in the way of side effects. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4646 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4646. Avant.com, code 4646.
Now in its 10th year, America's Farmers Grow Communities, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, a philanthropic arm of Bayer, will partner with farmers to find and fund organizations that make a positive impact in rural communities across the country. Now through November 1st, farmers can enroll for a chance to direct a $2,500 donation to a local eligible nonprofit organization. Debbie Childress is the director of a food bank in rural Kentucky that received a Grow Communities donation.
It was exciting for us to see there was a program like this that not only supports farmers and what they do, but also invests in local nonprofits that are working to better their community.
In 2019, Grow Communities is expected to award more than $3 million to rural nonprofits, and the program has awarded more than $29 million since 2010. Farmers can enroll in the program now through November 1st by visiting www.growcommunities.com. That's growcommunities.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, I promised that I would tell you who the youngest woman was on the Forbes 400 list of richest Americans. It happens that she works in the family business. Family's name is Snyder, and they own and run In-N-Out Burger. Lindsay, L-Y-N-S-I, Lindsay Snyder, is 36 years old. She has a net worth of $3 billion. She is also one of the, according to the employees, one of the most favorite CEOs in the country. Her support from employees is at 99%. One of the things that has made her stand out, her restaurant workers make $13 an hour on average compared to the $9 you earn if you go to McDonald's. They have health insurance. Managers who average, who have been with the company for 16, 17 years make an average of $160,000 to $170,000 a year. It's not bad for running a hamburger joint.
Yeah.
So you can see, I don't know any more about her than that. Interesting, however, that she's been trusted by the family to run the company. And if you go to California or anywhere in the Southwest, you'll find, my son tells me this, I don't eat this stuff, but my son tells me these are the best burgers you can find anywhere. Anybody
I've heard
else?
That. Yeah. I've heard that from everybody.
Quality, quality, quality. So it pays off. It's not cheap, but it's good. All right, 10 for the hour, DJB time.
No.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
TV time is 53 past the hour. Those of you who are concerned about cybersecurity have a lot to worry about, no question about that. So we've invited David Dufour, who's a cybersecurity expert, helping keep a lot of people safe from a variety of cyber threats, including phishing, ransomware, a lot of malware that's on computers, that sort of thing. He's the Vice President of Engineering and Cybersecurity at WebRoot. So, Mr. Dufour, let's start with WebRoot. What is WebRoot? Great name for a company, WebRoot.
We make a variety of security solutions for both consumers and businesses. And, you know, today I think specifically we're going to talk about next-gen antiviruses and then, you know, secure Wi-Fi and VPN solutions that help protect consumers against threats, because you're right, they're becoming much more prevalent today. The attackers are becoming more sophisticated, and we just have to really be aware and protect ourselves.
A lot of information last few weeks, especially on protecting your information, although it's been going on now for, it seems like, as long as the systems, the new systems of delivery, iPhones, iPads, computers, laptops, all of that stuff, whatever we use and the operating systems we use, whether it's at home or at work or whether you're just mobile, you have certain things that are no-nos. One of the things that came up in a discussion on the program a week or so ago ago was the public Wi-Fi systems and how dangerous they are. So why would you use them at all?
Well, you know, they're convenient, and they're everywhere. So if you don't have your smartphone, you know, one of the best things you can do is use the data plan on your smartphone, because it's much more secure to connect through your wireless carrier. But, I mean, let's be realistic with how pervasive public Wi-Fi is, folks are going to use it, and I think we just need to be aware of things we can do to protect ourselves when we're on public Wi-Fi.
For example...
Well, so first of all, we should think of public Wi-Fi similar to sitting in a coffee shop or a lobby of a hotel, and you're talking to a friend or colleague. You know, it's easy for people to eavesdrop and overhear your conversation. Public Wi-Fi is very similar to this because it's easy for a cyber criminal to connect to the same public Wi-Fi you're connected to and then actually watch the data that you're sending across that network from your device to a website that you browsed to and capture that data for use later. So that's one of the big problems with public Wi-Fi networks.
All right. So public Wi-Fi, be careful of that. What about some of the private networks known as VPNs, virtual private networks? How do they compare to Wi-Fi?
So a VPN is an actual product. They're called VPN or secure Wi-Fi. Those are tools similar to an antivirus. So I think everyone's familiar with antivirus. It protects your computer, your device from malware or from ransomware. A VPN or secure Wi-Fi is an additional piece of software that runs on your device, your smartphone, your Mac, your PC. And what it does is it encrypts that data so that those cyber criminals, instead of being able to see the information flow across that Wi-Fi network, it's all garbled using, you know, encryption techniques that then ensure that from your device to that website, it's fully encrypted and no one can see the information to steal it.
Yeah, but is that realistic? Is it really what are people? I don't even remember hearing about virtual private networks before you just explained it to me. So how do people know they're even there?
Well, you know, they're available as tools that you have to actually buy online or, you know, from a retail store. You could go to webroot.com/Wi-Fi to get a lot more information about these type of tools, how to use them and implement them. And it really just gives an overview for your viewers to be able to understand what's going on in this industry.
All right. So finally, we're all talking about protecting ourselves. What do these people who steal the information do with the data? Where does it go? Who buys it?
You know, the other cyber criminals take that information and they sell it online to other folks. I think that's all that we have time for today, so I'll say goodbye.
All right, David. Thank you very much. David Defour with WebRoot, a computer security expert. WebRoot, WEBROOT. A lot of antivirus programs and things that are around. Hopefully you got the right ones. It's hard to know what the right ones are to get. Thank you, Mr. Defour, for being here on the DJV program.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.